a todos los inmigrantes. Eva pasando el trapo sobre la mesa y está.
In 90-degree heat, an estimated 100,000 people took part in the nation's capital on Wednesday, calling for immigration reform. Representing a greater portion of the electorate than ever, communities of color are not hesitating to use this political power to express what they want.
Opening the border is a better order!
Opening the border is a better order!
Frequently missing from political and media discourse is addressing the root causes of migration. Groups that work with the people of Latin America are familiar with these issues.
Can you tell me your full name, please?
Dominique Diadigo Cash. We're here today to provide an anti-militarization contingent to the big immigration reform rally to call attention to some of the root causes of migration to this country, a lot of which is state-sponsored violence and the militarization of U.S. foreign policy toward the rest of the world. This has been going on, one could say, since 1492, but I'll say it's been going on since the Monroe Doctrine in the 1800s, which basically declared the rest of Latin America and the rest of the Western Hemisphere to be under the jurisdiction of U.S. empire. The School of the Americas is the primary military training institution for foreign soldiers from Latin America in the United States. We use it to basically militarize our foreign policy and execute all of the things such as trade policies and economic so-called reforms, which cause a lot of, it basically turns immigrants into refugees from their own countries.
What are some other aspects of life that are affected from the militarization?
The Nixon drug war, which was declared in the 1970s and intensified with each president since then, including Clinton and Obama. We're being told that this is to protect us, but we haven't stopped the flow of drugs into the country. And what we've seen is over 50,000 people dead in Mexico alone in the past 5 years.
Europe has a different policy on drugs. Do you think that if we were to change some of our policies and not maybe incarcerate people, how that would change immigration?
Absolutely. I think that now the United States has incarcerated 2 million of its own citizens. That's more than any other country. And the war on drugs has incarcerated so many people for charges that should not be felonies, much like they do with immigrants to this country. And if we had policies that reflected the reality of the experiences of drug users and focused on the root causes of why people use drugs and why people get into the illicit trafficking of narcotics, then we could actually start to repair some of the reasons that drugs have become epidemic.
The issue of mixed status families, where some members of a family have documents to live in this country and others do not, is one issue most important to those in the immigration reform movement, as chants and signs relay messages such as keep families together. Carlos finds himself in this very situation.
I don't have a papers, and we want paper for me and my family. I have 3 sons, and they were born here. Mm-hmm. But my wife and I, we need the papers to continue, you know, here in this country.
And how long have you been here?
We've been here for 19 years, but my wife has been here for 14 years already.
You said your 3 children, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. How old are they?
One is 13, the other one 9, and he's 2.
Jose, who is originally from Ecuador and came with busloads from New York to the nation's capital, he said that not one representative was willing to address the crowd.
We are looking forward, you know, the new reform about the immigrants. A lot of workers here that don't have the papers, the green cards, so they work hard. They have the children, they have the, you know, kids, the family here, and then they're getting apart after, you know, 9/11. So we look for a new reform that to protect all the immigrants here.
And what group did you come with?
I came for the Ecuadorian group, the Consul of Ecuador, and
how many people came in your group?
My group were about 40 or 60.
And do you have anything that you would like to say to the public about this rally?
Well, it was good. We see a lot of people here, but we didn't get a message from the government, somebody to tell to the immigrants that, okay, we're working, we want to be soon, we're doing something. Nobody came to face it, you know, to at the front to tell something about the immigrants, what, how they want to do something. We didn't get any message.
Abigail is 11 years old.
Well, I'm supporting everybody for immigrant rights.
And what would you like the public to know about immigrant rights?
That students can go to college freely without problems.
And what organization are you with today?
CASA de Maryland.
Immigration's not a crime! Stop the Pentagon! Now's the time!
Immigration's not a crime! Stop the Pentagon! Now's the time!
Congress is set to release an immigration reform bill this week. Graciela Brice, The Nation Report, Washington, D.C.